If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos, let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody! Get fever! Ow! Hello, Leroy.
What's up? That was dominant.
Woof. Hey.
They look frustrated.
That was a... Hey. That was Beatdown City, dude. That was Beatdown City. Oh, my goodness. A bludgeoning.
It was even better than I expected.
You know, like that... You know what a depressing feeling it must be like to be a Hurricanes fan? You've lost 13 straight in the conference final. You get your popcorn. You bring little Billy to the game.
Oh, boy, Dad, I can't wait to go watch our Hurricanes try and get to the Stanley Cup.
I can't wait either, kiddo. Don't worry. You're going to be our good luck charm.
When is the last time you called Tommy kiddo?
I call him kiddo all the time.
No, you don't.
I swear to God I do.
I wish he was here.
Swear to God I do.
All right.
But... Yeah, I can't wait. We're going to make memories. And 70 seconds into the game, Gus Forsling, 1-0. And it's over. It's just the game is over. Everybody just and then it's just squeaky cheeks and little Billy, the Hurricanes fan, is disappointed. And here comes the Cats to just bludgeon your favorite hockey team. And now, guess what? He's a Panthers fan, Dad. Your kid just got stolen.
You would disown Tommy if he did that.
Oh no, yeah, my son would have to wear the pain if that would happen to us.
How do you think his dad's not the same way?
He has no choice.
Ride or die.
He has no choice in the matter. Because he's gonna watch Gus Forsling and he's gonna be like, I don't know, Dad. Oh, kind of a bum, dirty.
I was ride or die with a team that didn't have a winning record my whole youth.
Who, the Saints?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were bad. Yeah, man. What a killer game. And let's get to headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from 300 new Volkswagen models in stock. The T1, Tops, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Brittany is sitting in for Frog Boy today. Hello, Brittany. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How did you feel about that beat down the Cats put on the Canes?
This is the thing about hockey. I'm not a big hockey fan. I watch during the playoffs, and I put the game on last night. I missed every goal.
What?
I missed every goal.
How is that possible? Well, you were just doing that. You had it as background, just,
yeah,
every time you looked up a goal?
Every time I looked up, I was like, I missed another goal. But it was exciting. I've been watching a lot more and trying to learn the game. I'm not very well-versed in it, though.
Well, let me give you a little heads up, Brittany. Don't ask this charlatan any hockey questions.
Well, actually, you could ask me normal hockey questions, Brittany. Just don't ask really ill-timed, detailed questions like Leroy does about, you know, the about shooting the gaps or power play or the odd man rush.
Oh, you! Hey, you! If you're trying to learn the sport and learn the ins and outs of sports, I try to teach you football and you almost fall asleep.
That's not true. You taught us rushing stuff this past week.
Running backs, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Football. Anyway, let's get to the action from last night. The Panthers, they beat down on the Carolina Hurricanes, as it was said. Gustav Forsling. You got this call from Doug Plagans last night, Brittany. Gustav Forsling got the scoring going to put the Cats up 1-0. Here was the call last night on WQAM.
Carolina Hurricanes control. Andre Svechnikov didn't clear. Forsling in front of shot. He scores! Gus Forsling, 1 minute, 17 seconds in. It's 1-0 Panthers. They cash in off the Carolina turnover.
Wow. And then I think Carolina knew immediately they were in for one. And one of the reasons was, Leroy, because, you know, we talked to Brian Boucher yesterday because he said Matthew Tkachuk, he doesn't think he's looked 100%. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He looked pretty fantastic last night. Because
yep.
Chucky was all over the place, and he was, man, when Svechnikov, when he got goaded into to punching Tkachuk in the head, I'm like, he's playing him like a fiddle. Like, he's in full menace mode on the Carolina Hurricanes, because he's not only scoring for the Panthers, but he's like, he's just being an irritant. And when Tkachuk's got you in that mode, he's got you. Like, it's just... You should control yourself, but you can't because you're Svechnikov and you're a dirty rat. So you have to hit Tkachuk in the back of the head, putting your team in a bad spot. But here was Matthew Tkachuk's first goal of the game, or his only goal of the game, but his first point of the second point of the game. And this put the Cats up 2-0 off the Verhaeghe around the goal. Boom. Here's Tkachuk.
Takeaway for Walker. He'll give to the near side into the corner where Bennett blasts Svechnikov up the near side. Mikula holds the puck in. Now behind the net, then Verhaeghe thinks about a wraparound on it for bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe took it to the front of the net. 8:19 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Panthers, and that may have gone off something out in front. I believe that something was Matthew Tkachuk.
Certainly was. We call that right place, right time.
Carter, I was just getting ready to say that. Why does it always seem like the team that has a lot of success always is right place, right time?
Yep. Well, Carter Verhaeghe would be the catalyst of a lot of goals last night. Swaggy was on point, and a lot of people were there to pick up his loose change. And that happened on the power play. As we said, Carter Verhaeghe, Matthew Tkachuk, an irritant. And this led to the Cats. Now, this was probably the moment of the game. Bob just put together, Leroy, his third shutout of the playoffs, which is a Panthers record. Most shutouts in a playoff run. Not a ton of action for him because, I mean, they turned the water off the Hurricanes last night. But I will say, save of the night was shorthanded goal or shorthanded opportunity for the Carolina Hurricanes. When the Cats go on the power play, and I know you love that, when the Cats give up shorties, and Bob stoned them, flip it on the other end, Carter Verhaeghe with the blast, and by order of the Peaky Blinders, Sam Bennett was there to deflect it in.
Verhaeghe for Rodriguez on the right wing. Has Marchand cutting the net. Rodriguez a shot. It's blocked. And back behind the net. Martinuk is there. That one may have gotten Sean Walker somewhere where there's some discomfort right now. Verhaeghe is shot. That's blocked again. This time by Martinuk. A shot. And they score. And it's Carter Verhaeghe. Picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal. And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
Yeah, it looked by first sight like Verhaeghe got his goal, but it actually was off Sam Bennett. So upon further review, Benny gets his first goal of the night. It's 3-0. They're a broken team.
It's quiet.
Their crowd is stunned. They're about to go to their 14th straight Eastern Conference final loss. That's crazy. That's a banana stat to go there, and you're just like, we don't win when we get to this round. It's hopeless. But the bad part is this dirty, disgusting Aho, to do this, you know, Sebastian Aho to Little Finland is a crime I will not accept, because this Aho takes a dirty hit right to Reinhardt's knees, and Reinhardt has to leave for the game. And it didn't look good, and I don't like it. And this is now two games in a row where these rat finks in Carolina have been getting their faces beat in. It was Svechnikov doing it to Bobrovsky the last game, and now you got them trying to take out Rhino with these sideways hits, backs conveniently right into his knee. And now I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with our sweet Rhino, dude.
Yeah, he looked like he was hurt.
That was not good.
And it's hard to tell on skates, right? You don't really limp on skates. You just kind of glide.
I am furious, and I want repercussions for this. Because well, to do that,
is good repercussions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? More. Because you want to know something? You guys couldn't do it on the level, okay? And now you're taking out our leading goal scorer on the season, our Stanley Cup final hero from last year. And I won't have it. Yes, the Cats have the depth. I understand. Everybody here is like, oh, could the Cats make up? It's a very greedy thing to say where you're like, oh, we don't need Reinhardt. Blah, 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 blah. No. We know what they tried to do. Disgusting behavior from them. If we're going to sit here for weeks on end with a whodunit because of the Maple Leafs and what they did with Stolarz, we just saw what happened with this guy. A clear attempt to take him out. Ridiculous. And this guy's done it before, by the way. Receipts started coming up. They're like, oh, he's not a dirty player. Oh, really? Then why did he do the same thing to the Rangers a year ago? Is he just, oopsie daisy, I go on people's knees? Hit up top, but you don't get the stones for it. Meek. Not happy about it, as you can tell. Anyway, that dirty rat thought that he had a goal at the start of the second period. It was waved off, offsides. And Rob Brind'Amour at that point looked like he had seen a ghost because he thought that his team was going to be back into it 3-1. And Paul Maurice says, hold it! I call a review! That's exactly how Paul Maurice did it. He called upon a review just like that, wagging the finger in the air. And
he didn't do it like, you know, you got to use the Paul Maurice voice. Hey, Ted, I'd like to review that.
They went out there. They took it back because I think it was off burned stick. Ergo, making it offsides. Shut out intact. And at that point, you know, all hope was probably lost for the Carolina Hurricanes for a comeback. The Panthers would then go about it in the second period. Another goal. Late final minute of the second period. Carter Verhaeghe yet again on the wraparound. This one rebounds. Sam Bennett there to put it home. Puts the Cats up 4-0.
Bennett backs out to the line. Ekblad straight on at the blue line. Has it. Ekblad patiently. Long shot. Tip wide by Verhaeghe. Back behind the net. Verhaeghe rips it in front. Jammed it. And they score. And it's Sam Bennett crashing the net. And the Panthers take a 4-0 lead. With 39 seconds to play here in the second. What a shift. And the Panthers are rewarded with a 4-goal lead.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear the booing in that call or not, but they were quite angry.
They were quite angry
in the background. Also, not to be lost, that at one point, and this may be the most humiliating chant I've ever heard in my life, but at one point, they literally were shouting at their team to shoot the puck.
Shoot it.
Shoot the puck. I was like, that is unbelievably humiliating.
There was really nowhere to shoot it. Because there were Panthers all over the place. Can I just say, Is it me or is Seth Jones always on the ice?
Yeah, he is always on the ice. He's like always the leader in minutes on the ice.
And honestly, like by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's gone down a little bit since Ekblad's come back, thankfully, because now they have even more depth on their defensive line, which all they do is every one of their defenders has a goal. Right. Every one of them. Every 18 guys now, after Gus scores yesterday, 18 Panthers have scored, and they've all gotten in on the action. And Gus Forsling, who actually caused all of them, because Gus Forsling basically started them ruining their night with scoring a goal, and then Gus Forsling on that breakaway, skittish, gets them to mess up their opportunity to get on the board, and that's what caused the crowd to go shoot the puck. Because Forsling was just, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. And these defenders, I mean, Leroy, it's like they just swarmed these guys. No. They got nothing clean to look at.
Nothing. And they pass it around and they go side to side, which usually creates a little space. And the Panthers just don't give them anything.
Nico Mikola, by the way, did you see that hit that he laid on Jarvis? Dude, the polar bear. He took that dude clean off the ice. And then he started trying to skate, and he looked like a baby deer trying to walk.
He's like, oh, yeah, when he had to, he did the...
Yeah. he's like, I'm going to try to keep it going, guys. He goes, are you sure that giant condor
and
just
then he
hit
just
you?
Fell, right?
He just fell. He's like, no, I think I'm good. You don't look so good. He was like a fighter after they get knocked out. And you're like, you sure you want to continue? Yeah. Brutal. Final goal of the night came from a blast from Aaron Ekblad. And then who was there to deflect it in but our captain, Alexander Barkov, to make it 5-0 Cats.
Tkachuk, he'll try and flip it out front. Pass deflects away. Rodriguez in the Reinhardt spot here on this unit for now. Here's Rodriguez. Far boards out the line. Ekblad there. Ekblad across to the right point. Long shot. He scores from out at the right point. Ekblad put it to the net. Barkov was right in front. And the Panthers take a 5-0 lead. A power play goal. A deflection from the captain.
Yeah, that's good.
At what point did you start thinking, man, I hope Bob can get the shutout?
That's all I thought about in the third period.
Right.
It's like it was the only thing I was really like, at that point you knew it was over. So you're just like.
Based on what he did on those couple of odd man rushes between him and Gus Forsling, he deserved the shutout.
Oh, for sure.
He got put in a couple of tough spots, and came through big time.
Literally a couple of spots, because then the rest of the game he's just like, I'm so bored right now.
But they only have like 18 shots?
17. And I think like 8 of them were in the third period.
Right.
When the Cats were like trying to just be like, dude, you know how like bad it was when they got on the power play and Marchand had 2 shots on goal and they had none?
Right.
I was like, this team is.
I'm like, wait, they had in the offensive end shorthanded for like 30 seconds. I'm like, who's on the power play?
Yeah. It was crazy. Like the Cats are just like, wee. It was something. The Cats will try and put a death grip on it on Saturday night back in their barn, but they look like...
I'm still not... I know the way this is going, and I understand your sentiments, but I got to tell you, in hockey, it ain't over till the team wins 4, because we saw it last year. They were up 3-0.
While so, I agree with...
I would
while
feel I better,
I understand what you're saying.
Hockey is hockey.
Leroy, first of all, they've gone 4 straight road games with 5 goals or more. Okay.
I know
know you and I maybe not the biggest hockey aficionados, though we've been watching them a plenty. Let's be real about it. This is the worst team we've seen them play in the playoffs.
Yes. Yes. It has.
Which isn't surprising, by the way. The Cats were in a good division, and the playoffs in the hockey kind of stupid. And they were set up to take on 2 teams they were basically in a dogfight in all year. And you took on a Lightning team that has a lot of skill, a Leafs team that everybody thought this was going to be their year. I don't think this team's in the Leafs zip code as far as talent. Right.
I think based on what we've seen, this Hurricanes team, this Carolina Hurricanes team, looks like the Panthers team 3 years ago. When they won the President's Cup.
Yeah.
But didn't really play defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this team looks. But, yeah, I feel good about how they're playing, but it's still hockey, man.
I don't know, dude. This team, Leroy, I mean, like, since overtime in the last series. With the run Bob's on right now, I mean
maybe that was a wake up. Like, dude, we almost went down 3-0.
You know what, like,
let's get our boys together.
They got to try something on Bob. What do you mean? I don't know. Shoot it high or something. Like what? Oh, he hasn't done. Did you not see him do the ninja save with no stick?
Yeah, that was great.
Look, I don't know. You just got to try. Because they basically have – these are their goals right now. A cheating kick goal, okay, and like a meaningless power play goal at a game where they were getting beat 5-1 the entire time. Other than that, good luck, Carolina.
Yep.
Take a break. Back with more after this. Oh, baby. Celebrating a Cats victory today. Panthers win 5-0 last night in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. Bob's third shutout of the postseason. Get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Galaxy vibe, quite nice.
Yep.
What a time, man. Man, Leroy, how good were those crowd shots yesterday? I mean, they go and they just go to sad.
This is what I saw.
Just laid back in their chairs, so upset, infuriated. It was crazy. And I was watching some of the – I love watching the Canadian intermission reports in between, too. And Buddy, who they got on that set, I don't know who he is, but he looks like hockey. And he's just like, I think they should just get Anderson out of there just because it's going to break him mentally for this. And then they were totally – like, he gave up 3 goals on 5 shots. And none of them – like, they were all deflections and, like, his team being lethargic. I felt terrible for their goalie. Because he's just sitting there going like,
we've seen that.
Excuse me.
We've seen that with Bob.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they were like, I'm worried about his mental health. I'm like, wow, that's like you're. And they eventually did. They pulled him after 2. They were just like, all right, hopefully Anderson can reset, refocus. I doubt it, but hopefully he can.
I mean, if the guy that's been through it can't do it. New guy ain't going to be able to come in and just pick
I mean, he's
up.
Not new. He's a very good goalie. It's just...
No, I mean, new goalie coming in the third period.
Oh, yeah. He had no action on that day.
No,
he had no prayer.
How the hell he going to be able to follow the puck?
You go out there.
I don't want to go out there. The Panthers are coming.
Verhaeghe, Tkachuk. I will say, I think the biggest thing for me yesterday, other than Reinhardt's health, which is numero uno... is, man, Tkachuk looked good. I mean, he looked the best he had since the Tampa series.
Right.
Flying all over the place, being a menace.
Marchand, man. Marchand's all over the place.
Do you think Tkachuk gets a call from Mama Tkachuk after the game or a text and be like, will you stop chewing on the stupid mouth guard like it's a piece of gum and just like...
It's something that I promise you, if you show pictures when he was hanging out with Tatum... He was chewing them up. It's a habit. It's something that you do. You pick up early in your hockey career or football career or whatever, and you always do it.
Pretty wild. Dade South says they have Sportsnet highlights on YouTube. The call is so much better. I don't doubt it. The thing that was funny with the broadcast though yesterday is like they're all looking at the Cats. This isn't as annoying as the pro-Toronto TNT broadcast and the ESPN broadcast, where they very clearly were pulling for the Leafs. This one, it was like, you got a little bit of like, all right, well, let's just respect a great team. They're a champion, and this is what we're watching. But then they're also just like, holy crap, like, how do you figure this out? Like, what do? You have Olchek who's on there, and he's basically like, I guess you got to maybe try and take out Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm like, are you... calling for a hit on the goalie, sir? Like, they did that. They tried that the last game.
He's ordering the code red.
I mean, what is this, Scalabrini? What are we doing? Unbelievable.
But I don't think the players want that smoke.
I don't think they do either.
If you go mess with Bob, before you even get to the polar bear, there's a couple of other guys that want to have words with you.
I'll tell you who's his bouncer is Tkachuk. Tkachuk, I don't let you mess with him. Like, he's always going to be there around to defend Bobrovsky. He's always talking to the refs. You want to know why? Because how do I put this? Kachuk's got an eye for Tkachukness. So he goes, hey, he's doing what I do. He goes, what do you
Little drive-bys.
Yeah, little wing. Drive, little chicken wing.
Like, you see how that's how it is playing a running back. Like, you get chicken wings, pushed, everybody talk trash. You know what I mean?
The other thing, too, is, though, like, Bob wasn't even, like, he's, like, gloving everything. He's so calm. And he goes, let's go to the face-off because they're going to screw it up anyway. Like, who cares? No rebound.
The worst one is when you see Bob cover up something.
Mm-hmm.
But the puck is like right over there.
Oh, he had one of those, yeah. Where he was like, and you can see the eyes light up. He goes, "Oh," because like when a goalie makes a stop, but they don't know where the puck went, the bug eyedness that reaches them is a sight to behold. My favorite thing has become though now after the Panthers kick somebody's ass and they give the end of game montage. Is always going to the glamour shot of Sergei Bobrovsky showering himself with water. He looks like a goalie model. Like reminds me of like a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
He probably had to refill because he didn't get a whole bunch of action.
Bob's sitting there like Bob McAdoo with Sudoku in the crease. So, yeah, let me know when you guys are coming back here. Oh no,
you know, do you still? There's only one thing in hockey where. Except the odd man rush makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Every time the goalie goes behind the net and I see defenders coming.
Oh, Bob's like, been like, and Bob's been extra froggy with it the last five games.
Right.
He's been like, whoop. He's like backhanding it. He's like, right. You know what my favorite has become? When like they'll shoot and he's just smacking it outside the blue. He's just like, right. And he's in the zone right now, dude.
Or when they do it, when they try to do go across the zone, and he just puts a little chicken stick out there.
Yep, yeah, he's on, dude. He is in the flow right now. It's really right. Something to behold. Like he's been friggin' awesome. And like, look, I get it. You're right with the hockey thing. Like, if they don't have Reinhart, I'm nervous. I think they could handle them without him. Because
I'm not nervous because of the Panthers. I'm nervous because of hockey.
I think the Panthers have figured
and,
hockey
and
out.
And I just think hockey is a weird thing.
I think they own hockey. Like,
I don't understand. How can you say that when you just saw them?
I just think they own hockey. I think they own it.
Okay, that's fine. But we just saw last year they were up 3-0 and it went to a game 7.
Yeah, and then that game 7 happened and they smoked them. Like they 2-1 filthy.
Again, they won the series. But I'm saying that is how I view hockey more than
I'm
like just no lead is safe, no like,
but like you,
two up, three up.
They like, were down 2-0. They were down 0-2 to Toronto, and I was never nervous because I didn't think they played their best.
Right.
I don't think Carolina has much left to give. So, yeah, when we get, I'm not saying, hey, chalk up the repeat. Like, I know the West, like, either if it's Dallas or Edmonton, they're coming with some talent. Obviously, we know how talented Edmonton is. Dallas has a lot of firepower. But, Leroy, they just, since that overtime win.
Yes, they've been unstoppable.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 5-6 WQM. Back up to this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a Friday. Oh, it was an easy ride today. I love a Friday ride in. Nobody there.
Don't forget before a long weekend.
Oh, and school's almost out. Oh, I can't wait till the no school travel. Oh, that's going to be good. Anyway, maybe I was too excited for that. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm, enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQM's contest page at WQM.com and enter. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. Cats win last night 5-0, celebrating them here today. I got to tell you, you know, and I'm only saying this because he's not here, but this whole Cats best team since the Big Three or better than the Big Three, That's getting popular. Now Frog Boy is like, and so I really can't believe like he got real estate on that early on that take, and now everybody's trying to hop on board. But we were talking about this a little bit. I was talking with Dan Day about this. He goes, man, this is crazy watching a team like this, because Dan was in New Orleans. He wasn't here for the big three. He goes, mm-hmm. Is this what it was like? And I'm like, it was different because everybody in the nation really hated that Heat team. But I'll tell you the thing that's a little different about this team. This team went through its pains and they keep adding and getting better gradually, yes. Right? Like the Kachuk growth and the Kachuk trade's always going to be this line of demarcation for them. The big three, it was kind of just like, boom, here you have the biggest team and in sports.
You have the three guys and we'll keep adding veterans around you.
Right.
But you're going to be the main course.
The thing with the big three, right? Pretty much every run that they had some type of drama and had some type of like angst. I really genuinely feel like the domination we're watching from this Panthers team right now, like this run they've had of road games, I don't remember the big three winning games like that, because
especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, they had the 27 game win streak. The thing with the big three is there would be games like against the Wizards where they, like what everybody's doing now with 15, that's very chic now. It was very special when you would do it back then. And there would genuinely be games where like the Heat would just pull games out of their you know what's, and you're just like, man, that's talent. But in the playoff runs, there was a lot of nervous moments. Like there was Chris Bosh. There was game two against Chicago. There was Chris Bosh going down with injury. There was, you know, LeBron having to go crazy in game six in Boston. You had to come back down from the Thunder series. Like all of these things, you know, all of these things caused a little bit of nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
This Panthers team is just like, every year they've, like, last year, up until they got to basically infamy, where they're like, oof, this team's coming all the way back, that you had to deal with, like, all right, this is, now you're in it. It basically, they hadn't been in the position to be down two games since what? This past game when they were down 0-2, they hadn't been at that point since the Stanley Cup final against Vegas, but you had already done this great feat because you were an 8 seed that got all the way there. You came back down 3-1 from Boston. So you dealt with it there, and then this thing has been crazy because it felt like every year now they're just demoralizing teams. They don't want to play them. Right. So while I don't think they're bigger, Schmeithen, who's like the big three was global, I'm not saying that they're bigger than the big three. That would obviously be wildly stupid. But what I'm telling you is the confidence that you have walking with those guys skating on the ice right now is amongst the most confident I imagine a sports fan has been down here with any team that has been elite, whether it be the big three or whether that be the 0-1 Canes, where you're just like, this is a formality. They're going to kick your ass in every which way. And the thing that is crazy about it, because you mentioned the fear of hockey, is hockey doesn't do blowouts like this very commonly.
I know.
And they've just kicked the teeth in of their opponents four out of the last five. Like, that's crazy. Anyway,
it's one of those things where the Panthers are playing at such a high level right now, nobody they play can match it. And no matter how much they try, and you can change the game plan, you can change a whole lot of stuff, but the fact of the matter is that you can't do what the Panthers do. You can't beat them at their own game. Your game is based on speed and shots on goal. They're not giving you that space. And it's probably really frustrating for a Carolina team that's pretty much had their way all season.
Dade South says game five in 2012 was a blowout. It was. That was an embarrassing one for the Thunder. However, game four was quite scary because LeBron goes out with the cramps. And you needed Wade and Mario Chalmers to take home because, like, LeBron hits that big three. He can't move anymore. And that's a big scene because 2-2 is a lot different than being up 3-1.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm not saying they're at. They got to, first of all, they got to repeat to get to the big threes level. First of all.
It's different though. It's different because you're talking about a sport that's worldwide. In fact, you know, D Wade and LeBron and China and other parts of the world, Japan.
I'm not even talking about that though. I'm talking about pure dominance. I'm talking about the Panthers. It feels like now are getting to a point where
They're more dominant than the big three.
It just feels that way. It just feels like they're sucking the soul out of these teams.
Right. Even the championships that the Heat, the big three went to, they never had an easy path. Like, even though they may have been the one seed.
Probably their easiest path. Yeah, their easiest path was probably the final year. And they got to the finals against the Spurs, the rematch against the Spurs. And it didn't really take until game three where you're like, oh, the wheels fell off this team. And this team, this Spurs team is obliterating them. Like, right. It kind of just came out of nowhere. Because that run before that, what was that? That was it Bulls? No, I think it was Bobcats, Nets, and the Pacers, who obviously they beat. The two previous years, they didn't respect them at all. I think that was like the fakest seven-game series ever. That felt like very much like the Toronto series, where it was like, oh, this team again, but you had no fear you were going to lose that series ever, and it had been three straight years. So I think once the Heat got to that year, everybody's like, there's no shot they're losing. Up until it got to the game three, with the year, but the other, but those 2 years where they were trying to win it. You very much felt like, oh, they got to win this. You know, Paul George was coming on, and LeBron couldn't figure out Roy Hibbert for some reason. You know, like, there was always some weirdness or some injury that came up. The Panthers have some obstacles, but, man, this...
They're so deep.
This, but that's the thing, is, like, they got to add pieces along the way, like Ray Allen and Shane Battier, that helped. But you really need them because, like, the first year you had nobody. The Panthers were still damn good 2 years ago, and now they're adding Seth Jones and Marchand and Tkachuk to make you feel like, oh, Reinhardt's out, no bigs, which is a crazy thing to say.
Which is a crazy thing to say.
Even though please be okay, Ronnie. Because I think we need, like, I think in the West we would need them. I think we could get these two, Leroy, but I think. He's, you know, Selke finalist. We need Rhino. Please be okay. Aho, you better be headed on a swivel, dude. I swear to God, if you hurt Rhino, I am going to be so mad at you. Take a break. We'll hear a little bit from Paul Maurice on the other side, get you caught up with your headlines. Celebrating the Cats here on a Friday. Back after this.